With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Consumer inflation remained persistently high last month.
Prices outside the volatile food and energy categories rose 0.4% from February to March, the same accelerated pace as in the previous month. Measured from a year earlier, those core prices were up 3.8%, unchanged from the year-over-year rise in February. Inflation has been boosted by gas, rents, auto insurance, and other items, which means the Federal Reserve will have to consider whether to cut interest rates at all this year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The March figures, the third straight month of inflation readings, well above the Fed's 2% target. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden growing increasingly vocal about his unhappiness with Israel over the Gaza war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During an interview with Spanish-language broadcaster Univision, the president said Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's approach to the war against Hamas is a mistake. Those remarks add to an already growing rift between the two allies over the war. The president went on to say that Israel should agree to a ceasefire and flood Gaza with humanitarian aid for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
More about weather today for the southern U.S., but on Tuesday, National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson Cook says a bad storm hit Texas.
There was quite a bit of hail in central Texas yesterday near the Austin, Texas area, and some of the local reports that we're seeing with radar estimates are anywhere in the 6 to 12 inch rainfall total range over the past 24 hours.
Flash flooding, besides the threat of tornadoes, will be an issue today in parts of the Deep South and Gulf Coast. On Wall Street, all three major indexes are down more than 1%. This is SRN News. A pro-life group endorses Donald Trump.
While some are debating the former president's support for individual states deciding the abortion question, National Right to Life says there's no question who the pro-life candidate is in this year's presidential election. NRL President Carol Tobias says, quote, President Trump's record on life speaks for itself. We look forward to defeating the pro-abortion Biden-Harris ticket and building an America that truly respects life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maya Kababe's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, continues to run its as the book most likely to be challenged by concerned parents. That book, which includes homosexual pornography, has been removed from a growing number of public school libraries after moms and dads, clergymen, and local lawmakers objected. Polls show most parents don't think anyone under 18 should be reading these kind of books. This is SRN News. California spent $24 billion to tackle homelessness over the past 5 years, but didn't consistently track whether it helped alleviate the problem.
The audit attempts to assess how effective the state has been spending billions of dollars to address the ongoing homelessness crisis in
all the nominated legislature meets again Friday and next Monday, the final 2 days of this year's legislative session. Lawmakers will take votes on overriding gubernatorial vetoes. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles when the NFL holds its first regular season game in Brazil on September 6th. The matchup in Sao Paulo will mark the first time since 1970 that the NFL has played a Friday night game on the season's opening weekend. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.